college radio by commercial interests. This happened in the 70s. It was progressive rock, you know, stations that started playing album cuts.
You are bathed in radio waves, TV broadcasts, probably telepathic messages, from other minds deep in thought.
Listening to the radio at the same time.
And this radio simply makes audible something that you thought was inaudible.
And this is the WGXC Morning Show. I'm Tom Rowe, live in Accra. And we've got a little schedule changes now. Donald Trump Theater, it'll come on at 10 a.m., not 9 a.m. anymore. Now 10 a.m., and WGXC Morning Show will be live at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. So stay tuned for the next hour. We'll update you with the news and get you situated with the traffic and weather. And more on the WGXC Morning Show. I'm Tom Rowe, live in Accra. Stay tuned. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM.
This is the network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network. This is the news. 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 This is the network.
And the moon turns to blood. The stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network.
Listening to WGXC Accra. What up, Hudson Catskill? 90.7 FM.
Steve Roach spent the waning days of 2014 in the studio crafting a piece of ambient music, and we'll hear his creation on the next Deep Threes. Plus music from Siolina, Trokai, Carla Bley, and Robert Spring. Deep Threes. Music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Graham. Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Chatham Planning Board on November 10th approved the Pavilion Project, developed by Art Omai in Ghent, a 190-acre site with permanent installations of artist work. According to the project description, and I quote, "The premise of the Pavilions project is that many accomplished and highly distinguished artists would welcome the opportunity to create a legacy standalone exhibition of their work in a setting that they control and help design, but that is also part of a larger art center which provides cultural context, museological standards, and visitor services management," end quote. Up to 18 artists would create enclosed pavilions at the Chatham site that would serve as galleries for their works. Artists would design the structures, which could be up to 5,900 square feet and two stories tall. Art Omai would also build a visitor center, and the nonprofit would maintain roads and grounds and split the cost of constructing the pavilions with the artists. Three artists and one collector have signed up so far: Alice Acock, a New York City-based sculptor, and Rakuku Neaitu, married minimalist, and the collector Ariel Asekis, who founded the Institute for Studies on Latin American Art. Art Omai will begin work on the site off Route 66 in the spring. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that the Socrates Village Board has granted an easement to Arm of the Sea Theater for public access to the planned Tidewater Center Performance Campus along the Lower Esophis Creek. The mask and puppet performance troupe, founded in 1982, will build a performance center on a 1.5-acre property at the site of a former paper mill along the creek. The easement previously was as a right-of-way for the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater. The resolution approved by the board states, and I quote, Clearwater Incorporated no longer had a need for such an easement, but Arm of the Sea did, after it contracted to acquire private lands adjacent to the Tina Corvus Park, end quote. The planned Tidewater Center will also include a waterworks playground and public access for fishing and kayaking. The site of the center is under a mile from where the Esophis Creek meets the Hudson River. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Melanie Lekosevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media that citizens in Coeymans can give their opinion November 22nd about a proposed law in Coeymans allowing cannabis sales but barring cannabis consumption sites. Town Supervisor George McHugh said, and I quote, The local law being proposed would allow for the retail sale and purchase of cannabis in our town outside the boundaries of the village, but it would not allow for the consumption on site, meaning there would be no smoke rooms that you could go to and consume the cannabis once you purchased it, end quote. Local towns have until December 31st to opt out, or else cannabis sales will be allowed after state legislators legalize the drug in April. McHugh said the town wrote the law to mimic one recently passed in Colony. The public hearing will be at 6:30 p.m. November 22nd at Coeymans Town Hall, 18 Russell Street in Ravenna in southern Albany County. Read more about this story at the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, patchy fog before 8 a.m. There'll be a chance of showers mainly afternoon. Otherwise, it will be cloudy with the temperature high near 52 degrees. On Saturday night, a slight chance of showers before 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 34 degrees. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. And then a chance of rain showers before midnight on Sunday night, and a chance of rain and snow showers between midnight and 5 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 33 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties. WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
And there will be better communication at 10 a.m. on Turn on the News, which has now moved to 10 a.m. I'm Tom Rowe, live in Accra. Where we're tuning in the traffic and weather. Here comes a car. National Weather Service has it at 46 degrees on the Fahrenheit flavor. 8 degrees on the Celsius scale right now. With barometric pressure at 29.81, if that means anything to you, and a 41 degree Fahrenheit dew point and a 5 degree Celsius dew point, with 10 mile visibility and a wind chill that brings it down to 40 degrees Fahrenheit is your flavor, and 4 degrees on the Celsius scale. And that rain is scheduled to return around 1 or 2 o'clock. Possibly a thunderstorm in the afternoon today. Some of the storms could produce small hail and gusty winds. And that rain dies out probably by the evening, overnight. Should be mostly just partly cloudy, with the low around 33, so it's going to get down to the edge of there. But right now we're tuning in the crosstown traffic. The new traffic sacks has been employed here at Wave Farm. We've got Quintron's weather warlock synthesizing the sound and the changes in the weather, and now we've got Quintron's traffic sacks with the new traffic report on the radio, mixed in with the pond station, Zach Poff's pond station, giving us the sounds of the underwater scene, and the test site of Acoustic Commons giving us the sounds in the woods right now. So that's your morning weather and traffic on the radio at WGXC.
Surprise, a little Nashville. scared how you say about the lovers.
Right, you're not listening to Turn on the News. This is the WGXC Morning Show Live. Turn on the News will be next at 10. Instead, we're listening to Saturday morning cartoons and the local weather and traffic. That's right, this is the sound of the weather and traffic at Wave Farm right now. The Quintron Weather Warlock, the Zach Poff's Pond Station, Quintron's Traffic Sacks, which is new, the test site for Acoustic Commons, all mixed together here. You can access these web streams at WGXC.org. You click on the listen button or go to WGXC.org/listen. The pond you can only hear when the sun is up because it's solar powered, but the rest of them are 24/7. Alright, you're heading out on the highway. You don't know which way exactly you're going. You're going somewhere. You're heading on the road. You've got a destination or not? Do you know where you're going? Do you know where you've been?
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're going, but we can't say.
seen, and we're not little children, and we know what we want, and the future is certain. Give us time to work it out.
Thank you.
All right, we're heading down the road, out on the highway. We're getting ready for your Saturday. We're going to turn on the news in a few minutes at 10 a.m. and then head on a Radio Wonderland at 10:30 live with Joshua Freed from Brooklyn, remixing New York City radio on Hudson Valley frequencies. At 11 a.m., we'll turn on the TV for some video art. At noon, it's time for the countdown of the top new songs released recently. And at 1 p.m., we head for In Your Room Radio, In My Room Radio. 3 p.m., it's time for the Radio Art Hour. Stay tuned to your radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM.
Don't you come back.
Are you hitting on a fall trip today, like Yolotenga? Where is your way to fall? I know it's Saturday, but does it feel like it's Sunday?
Thank you. died. Celebration spread worldwide. The day the politicians died. Even their own mothers, their own husbands and wives said, now all men are brothers. Let's get on with our lives. Billions laughed and no one cried the day the politicians died. Celebration spread worldwide the day the politicians died. We've risen from the mud. We're different from the beasts. We've got the taste for blood. So let's seat all the priests. Billions laughed and no one cried the day the politicians died. Celebration spread worldwide the day the politicians died. It's all one big party now, 'cause all the politicians died.
And our journey is near its end. We've returned to where we started, where we began. Heading out on the highway, listening to the sounds of the weather and the traffic. We're tuned into Quintron's Weather Warlock and Quintron's Traffic Sacks, two of the live streams available here on the radio at WGXC, where it's 49 degrees if Fahrenheit is your flavor, 9 degrees on the Celsius scale right now. So put a jacket on already if you're going to head out on the highway. But it's just about time to turn on the news in its new time slot at 10 a.m. on the radio at WGXC.